We are in the Klolim Lecha Shabbos, the beginning of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. There are a few prokim with the Klolim of the Malachas of Shabbos. What makes something a Malacha? What's an Av Malacha? What's a Tolda? We are up to Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, page 44. Today's podcast is sponsored L'Ilu Nishmas Reb Chana Chenech Ben Rav Mordechai. Anybody who would like to sponsor a future podcast so we can continue these Shi'urim and Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa should please email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com, to find out how you could take part in these Shi'urim and making them possible for the public. We are up to Sif Hey, on page 44. Ein asiyas pu'ula nikra'as melocha kefi koitzer daitenu. Not any work that's done, and we use the term work loosely, is considered a malacha, kifi koitzer daitenu. It's not based on our thought of what's difficult, what's easy, what's a hard job to do, what's an easy job to do that creates a malacha on Shabbos. For instance, shehare hamefane b'meshech kol hayom kulei b'beisei. Someone could be moving chairs around. He could be moving things around his house the whole day. And potter, it's not a malacha. But carrying even a needle, which to us would seem like what's the toil involved in carrying a needle, it's sitting in your pocket, you don't even know it's there. And for that, you could be chayiv. So he explains, Avon nimsar l'moshe mi-sinai. It was given over to Moshe from Sinai, shekol ha-pu'uloi, shayotzrichos l'mishkon, that all of those jobs, all the work that was necessary to build the Mishkan, we'll see later, it could be to the Karbanis as well, but in terms of the involvement in the Mishkan, Nikrois Melacha, is where we use the term Melacha. That's how the term Melacha is used. V'hein shloisha v'tishim aves melachis. And with that we have 39 aves melachis. U'mashe doy melehem, and things that are comparable to them, that are similar, af al pi sheloi hoyo b'mishkon, even though they are not in the Mishkan, nikra terda. So those 39 things, categories that were worked, 39 things that were done for the use in the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, according to some, even the karbanis of the Mishkan, that is an av melacha. But the things that are comparable, even if they were not in the Mishkan, that's a Tolda. Those are the Toldas, the subcategories. You know, literally means the children. The father is the main category. Then the children are subcategories of that family tree. So through here we call it Av and Tolda. The Gamma Toldas are Sureis Midin Teira. Toldas are forbidden Midai Raisa. The Chayavim Aleihem Kamoi Ala Avas. And you're Chayav for them, just like you're Chayav for the Avas. Sivav continues, Kol malacha hadoima la malacha shahaisa b'mishkan. Any malacha that is similar, it's doima, to the malacha that was done in the Mishkan, gam b'pu'ulasa v'gam b'tachlisa. Whether it's in the pu'ula, in how the work is done, v'gam b'tachlisa, or it's similar in its purpose. So whether it's similar in action or similar in purpose, it could be a malacha. So it gives examples. When you're grafting, right, or you're bending a branch down into the ground, which you would do one tree into a next tree to make it grow. So that's similar to zaria, planting, and netiyah. Right, now what's the difference between Zareya and Eitea? So Rashi on Daf Ayin Gimel Amen Bezin Shabbos Divrei Amaschal Kula Melocha Achasi says Zareya Av Melocha Unoitea Nami Av Melocha. He says Zareya and Eitea is both an Av Melocha, the same Av Melocha. The Hainu Zareya, they're both part of what we call today when we list the 39 Melochas, the Molochis of Zeireya, Elisha Zeb is Ra'im v'Zeb Ilanois. He says, except one is by trees, and one's by plants and vegetables. Chein Mavrich u'Marchiv. So he says, so Mavrich and Marchiv, is similar to Zereya and Eteya, which are both planting, right? So, the Hainu Chibur HaTolush, what is it? The Shmir Shabbos Kelchaza continues. Right, so Zereya and Eteya is an Av Malach. Mavrich and Marchiv, he says, is very similar, because what are you doing? You're planting, you're just not planting the way you do with seeds. But you're putting something in the ground. The Hainu Chibur HaTolush L'Karka U'Muchubaloi. You're attaching something that's detached from the ground. You're attaching to the ground, and not to build a building. That would maybe it would be bainim, right? But you're doing it so that something grows from it. So that is the same pu'ula. It's a similar pu'ula to planting, similar enough that it's all part of zereya. V'gam tachlisam zoha v'hi gedulo shel tzemach. Says not only is the pu'ula the same as zereya, similar enough, but even the tachlis, the purpose, is the same. But so that was something that's similar in tachlis and in pu'ula, in the action and its purpose. He says, but something that is only similar in purpose and not in the action, anaf yavesh. Someone who cuts off a dried leaf, Shebe Eitz, it's on a tree. But why is he cutting off this dry leaf? His purpose is to be Mishabeach, to enhance the growth. He wants the tree to grow better. So what does he do? You go out to your orchard and you cut off the dead leaves, the dead branches. So what are you doing? The purpose is for a better growth. So that's similar in the tachlis. It's not similar in pu'ula to planting, but it's similar in the tachlis. He says, "Kol eila nikrois avos malachis." All these things are called avos malachis. Af shaloi hayu b'mishkan. Even though there was no pruning or cutting off dried leaves for the mishkan, as for the tree to grow better. But since it's daima either bepu'ula or in the tachlis, in the purpose or the action, so in such a case, such cases are avos malachis. Siv zayin. Now we're going to talk about what's a tolda. Tolda hadaima la'av malacha. Pirusha. What does it mean, a tolda that's similar to an av? Or he says, Malacha adoim la'av l'bitachlisa. That's a malacha that's doim to the av in its purpose. Which means it has a similar purpose. Ka'asha ha'pu'ula nasis beguf acher. But you're not using the same guf, the same item, same being, that was used in the av malacha. For instance, K'moy ha'mashke zro'im shetachlisa l'hatzmiach es azran. Watering a plant, watering something so that it grows. So that's similar in purpose. You're trying to help it grow, but it's not, it's a different guf hadavar, which means before, when you're planting something, so you're planting seeds, you're taking a branch, you're putting it in the ground. We said if you cut off a leaf to prune it so it grows better. So that's all, you're taking the branches, you're taking the seeds. Here, it says that's enough. A tolda, which is also chayiv deraisa, right, is if you water the plant. You're not planting the plant in its original planting of it and making it grow better, but you're using something else. You're using the water to help the plant or the tree, whatever it may be, grow. You water plants, that's purpose is for the better growth of these ram. But the action was done with the water, not with the zrum. Or malacha that's similar to the av in the pu'ula, but not similar in the tachlis. For instance, we have to be similar in the action, but not in the purpose. Someone who grinds up metal. So, pu'ula ha'doima. Meaning, we know if you do teichin, if you're going to see later, obviously, if you grind up a food to a powder to eat it, right, that's toichin. So now what happens if you're grinding up metal? So it's the same action of grinding, aval tachlisa ein adoma, but its purpose is not similar. Because your purpose is not to eat the ground metal. We don't eat metal. So it has a different purpose than when you grind up food, but it's similar in action. So that's a tolda. It says, He says, or an action, which is very similar, but it's totally different than the way it was done for the Mishkan. K'moy ha-mechatech yerek dak-dak b'sakin v'loy b'matchena k'vi she'osu sham b'tchines ha-mesamon. In the Mishkan, when they ground up things to a powder for spices and for the samimonim, right, it was done with a grinder. So now what happens if you take a vegetable and you grind it up mamish dak-dak, very, very fine, with a knife, though, not with a grinder. So he says, that's not the av malacha, since you're using a different keli, but it's the same, but it's a turldo. So it's going to be asma deraisa, it could be, if it's done mamish tiny. However, it's a turldo, and it's not the av malacha. Continuing in Se'if Ches, on page 45, in the new print. Yesh she'adam oisa pu'ula mesuyemes, v'yesh ba mishum melocha zu, v'yesh ba oisa ha'pu'ula, yesh mishum asiyas melocha acheres. Says there are times that you're doing a specific action, but the action, even though it looks similar to the action of one melocha, it could really be a second melocha. All based on what's going on. And he gives some examples. If you go and you smooth out the dirt in your house, a mulligan site, once upon a time, they had dirt floors. They didn't have our beautiful carpet or beautiful tile floors. They had dirt floors. So you go and you smooth out the dirt in the floor of your house. So how yeish b'zeh mishum b'ina. If you do it inside your house to enhance your house, so that's the Isser of Baina, of building on Shabbos. But if you did the same action in a field, that would be considered plowing. Because you're preparing the ground for planting. Another example. If you squeeze out a garment in order to dry it out after you're washing it so you could wear it, you need it dry. Right? Hare tachlisa hi nikri habeged. What's the purpose of getting this water out? When you do a rinse cycle, like in a washing machine, if you did a rinse cycle by hand to get the water out, that's for the cleanliness of the beged. V'yesh b'zeh mishum malabein. That is, it would be the malacha of libun. But uka asher hu soichet beged kedei lehishtamesh b'mashken haneschotem imenu. But if you squeeze a garment in order to get the liquid out because you want the liquid, harei tachlisa hi hamashken v'yesh b'zeh mishum dosh, which we'll see later on the malacha of dosh. He says that schito is mishum dosh. The iser of schito comes from the iser of dosh. So by squeezing it out for the purpose of the water, it's dosh. For the purpose of getting the garment clean, it's not dosh, it is libun. Another example, hazoimer, ilon kedei lahashpiach es ha'ilon. If you prune, right, you cut off leaves from a tree, or you cut off a branch, in order to be mashpiach, to enhance the tree, hayrei yesh b'zeh mishum zoreya, there's an iser of planting. Kashu bat, ukashu hu meisir es ha'nof m'hayivesh m'tzerech ha'saka. But if you take off the dry leaves, you take off the dry branches, because you want to use it for firewood, not to help the tree grow. Yesh b'zeh mishum kaitzer. So here we have three examples where you could do the same action. You smooth out the ground in your house, it's baina. You're smoothing out the ground in the field, it's chayresh. You squeeze a garment to get it clean, it's libun. You squeeze a garment for the liquid,
It's dash. Seichet. If you cut off a branch from a tree to help the tree grow, it's zareya. You're cutting off the branch of the leaf so you could use it for firewood, it's kaitzer. So in all these cases, ilu kashu roitzi gam lashbiach hazilam gam anof miyaveishim lasaka yesh b'zem b'shem zareya v'gam b'shem kaitzer. Then he just finishes off. At times it could be over for two. Because he says, what happens if you're cutting this branch? But why did you cut this branch off? You wanted this for firewood, but you took this branch from this tree because you want this tree to grow better. So you'll be over for kaitzer and for zareya. So he's showing here that you can do the exact same pu'ula, the same action, depending on its purpose, what the malach is going to be. We'll stop here. Anybody who'd like to sponsor further podcasts so we can continue these shiurim, should please email rabbifishman@gmail.com for sponsorship opportunities. Thank you for listening.